the riots on Radio U.
New music on your Friday. Today, Aaron Cole from a successful trip through the Radio U Battle of the Buzz.
Yes, he was.
His music video is on Radio U TV, and so now Aaron Cole has graduated.
He has, and I just want to say that I was listening to him before Radio U said he was cool because... I totally worked out to his EP last week.
Oh, yeah, you're way ahead of us.
Hey.
Way ahead of us. Now, Aaron, Obi's been your fan for a week.
At least a week.
Hey. Hey, I appreciate you, Obi.
It's a long time. Well, for everybody else, today is the day you can now request Do What I Gotta Do. That's now in rotation.
Awesome. That's what's up. Let's go.
Right on, Aaron. So how are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm doing good, man. It's been a good morning. Just, you know, chilling with my fam. I've had a lot of shows and stuff like that, so I'm home now chilling with the fam and, you know, just having a good time. So, man, I'm just doing my thing right now.
Right on. Well, look, we don't know very much about you, so let's get some of the boring stuff out of the way.
Start at the beginning.
Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Bristol, Virginia. So, if you've ever seen the Geico commercial where he's like, yo, I'm in Virginia, I'm in Tennessee type thing, that's where I'm from. So,
okay.
Like, if I cross the street, I'm in Bristol, Tennessee, instead of Bristol, Virginia. So I live in Bristol, Virginia, but I go to church in Bristol, Tennessee. It's kind of like a, you know, weird thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Now that makes me want to look up the Geico commercial.
I know.
And just find that one out.
Go look it up. He stands in Virginia, and then he goes right back to Tennessee.
And like, that's Aaron Cole's area. That's
right
where
there.
He's at.
Right. All right. Yep.
So, man, I was like just reading through some of your stuff, and it said that you've been doing hip-hop for a long time. But like, how long have you been doing this?
Yeah, I started rapping when I was 4, actually. My dad, he used to, like, engineer back at our old apartment, and, like, rappers would come in and out. And so me just being, like, a young, you know, guy looking up to my dad, I was just in there and watching, you know, all the rappers and stuff. And one day, my uncle was actually a Christian rapper back in the day, and so I was sitting to his sessions, and when I was sitting to the sessions, I would try to memorize his verses. And so one time, I was, like, memorizing his verses, and I came back and I rapped his whole verse to him, and they were like, yo, let's give this guy a shot. So they wrote me a rhyme, and then ever since then, like all the way up to 7, they were like writing me rhyme stuff, and I would, you know, put out little small like mixtapes of like 7. And then actually my uncle, he had got married and like moved away, so like I had to figure it out for myself. So that's when I went into middle school, that's when I really was like, this is what I want to do for my career, because in middle school, I was never like the bad kid. I was always like, you know, I got into like average teenage, like,
sure, normal,
you know,
stuff.
Trouble. But
yeah.
Like, right, yeah, normal, you know, kid. So I was always like, oh, he's just a good kid type thing. And so, like, coming home, that used to get to me. So I'll come to my dad and I'd be like, yo, I'm always getting picked on, being a good kid, blah, 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 blah. My dad would always tell me, like, you know, I was made to be different, you know, I'm made to be peculiar type thing. And so right there is when I like, came to the Lord for myself, and that's when I was like, this is what I really want to do. I feel like this is my purpose. So I started writing for myself at 12. And then ever since then, man, I've just been going, and I just recently put out the If I Can Be Honest EP November 4th, and it actually went top 30 on the hip-hop charts on iTunes. So
nice.
That is good, man. It was crazy. I didn't expect that because we put it out for free. So, you know, we just put it out for free and on iTunes. So I didn't expect, like, everybody to just, like, go buy it. So it was crazy. But, yeah, God is good, man. I've just been, you know, doing my thing and trying to, you know, just further along the career, man.
We're talking to Aaron Cole, who's a song we're going to be playing starting today.
Do What I Gotta Do.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Aaron, those mixtapes that you made between the ages of 4 and 7, what do I got to do to get a hold of one of those?
No.
Come on.
No,
make it a bonus track or something. You know how that would blow up? That'd be amazing to hear. That'd be so
okay,
cute.
Okay, I'll give you this. If you go on YouTube and look up like Aaron Cole at like 4 years old, you'll see like some videos of like me in the studio back in the day.
Aww.
But as far as those mixtapes, no, they're never coming out.
Well, you're missing out because that's a marketing just machine,
dude,
right there. If you do that,
you're sitting on a gold mine.
That's
I'm
right.
Telling you what. I'm telling you what. So, dude, how do you go from, like you said, you've been doing this for a while and stuff. How do you end up collabing with Derek Minor? Because he's on the song. Do you just call him up? Do you work together? How's that work?
No. So, right now, man, I have this management team, SMLXL Studios. And actually, they, like, got me connected with Dirty Rice. And actually, it's crazy because me and Dirty Rice, like, knew each other from when I was six. Like, we met each other when I was six.
You were doing way more Aaron when you were younger.
I know, at six, than I'm doing
now. I ever was. I know, yeah, even
gosh.
Now. This is motivating in a sad way. I don't want to hear it. It's like you had a lot going on when you were a kid.
Yeah, it was crazy because, like, we did a show because Dirty Rice, if you don't know who Dirty Rice is, he's a producer. He produced for, like, The Crane, stuff like that. So he, back in the day, he used to be, like, a rapper. And so we did a show together and I was six and, like, you know, we stayed in contact a little bit, but then, like, you know, you just, like, you know, grow apart or whatever. So when my management team came to me and was like, yo, we want to get you with Dirty Rice, you know, to work, I was like, okay, cool. So we got together, you know, we started working, and then, like, in the studio, Dirty gets a phone call, and he's like, he gets off the phone, and he's just like, hey, Dirty's going to come through. And, you know, me just being like a kid, I was like, okay, cool. I was trying to act like, you know, I
was. It was okay. You know. Yeah, you weren't like, right. Hey, Derek Minor's coming on. All right.
Right. I was trying to act like, you know, I wasn't like surprised. So he came through, man. And then, like, I just started playing on some of my stuff. And he started going crazy. And so, like, I was just like, man, this is crazy. I got a legend, like, you know, liking my stuff. So we just stayed connected from there. And then when I got the song, Do What I Gotta Do, it just made sense for him to come on. And he was like, yeah, man, definitely. And we actually got more stuff coming. So
good.
Working, so,
well, we love the new song.
Yeah, it's
so
good, man.
It came out really, really good.
I wasn't making that up. I really did. Last week, I went through the EP a couple of times during a workout. I loved it. So
hey, appreciate that, man. That's love. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah. So, well, you know what, Aaron? It's been awesome talking to you. I know that this will not be the last time that we hear from you, so I'm really excited to get a chance to chat, and thanks for being on the show this morning, man.
Hey, man, appreciate you guys for having me. Thanks for putting the song in rotation, too. That's love. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Hang on just one second. Aaron Cole, there
so,
he is.
The EP, If I Can Be Honest, that is the name, not just like, if I can be honest with you.
Yeah.
But no, If I Can Be Honest, you can find details on that through shop.radiou.com for Aaron Cole. And it does feature Derek Minor. New music today, Do What I Gotta Do. So vote for it. You can request it. All that stuff. It's now in.